Do you need some hope? Find out where hope is found in this episode of 5 Minutes Closer. I'm Vaughn Weatherford, and this is 5 Minutes Closer. For the next 5 minutes, let's explore some biblical truths and apply them to your life. No podcast, including this one, can transform your life or give you what you really need. Only Jesus can do that. You can find out why in what I've called the first five episodes of 5 Minutes Closer. Each following episode explores scriptural truths that, if you follow them, will bring you 5 minutes closer to the person God created you to be. Let's see if we can get you 5 minutes closer. Hope is essential to life. It's what brings an athlete up to bat when his team is down one run in the ninth inning with two outs. It's what makes a crying baby grow peaceful in their mother's arms. It's what makes me try one more time to swing a golf club. Without hope, we could not live. Whether it's in the small challenges of day-to-day life or in those times when we face a true crisis, without hope, we could not go on. In Christ, we have hope. Not the kind of hope that wonders if everything's going to turn out all right, but an absolute assurance based on nothing less than the Savior who conquered death. This is how Peter describes it in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. He was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest in the last times for the sake of you who through him are believers in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. The Bible repeats this theme over and over again, that God is in control. That is nowhere more evident than in the life of Christ. Peter describes how the ministry, death, burial, and resurrection of Christ were all a part of the Father's eternal plan, written into the very fabric of creation, revealed in the first pages of Genesis, continuing through the accounts of the patriarchs and the prophets, and finally fully revealed in Christ. Peter was an eyewitness. He was there when Jesus healed the sick. He was there when Jesus brought the dead back to life. He saw Jesus crucified, then 3 days later he saw him risen from the grave. Peter writes how this was God's plan from the beginning. It happened just as God said it would. I used to have an electric football game. Basically, you set up all the men on the board, turned it on, and the metal field vibrated, causing the plastic football players to move. There was no real strategy to it. You just hoped your little plastic guy holding the ball didn't fall over. It resembled a real football game in the same way that 52-card pickup resembles a card game. Too often we view life like that electronic football game. We throw everything out there and just hope it doesn't fall down. We don't see that God has a plan that he's been working from the beginning. We are not mere accidents of statistical chance. God has a purpose for us, one that he has worked out and continues to work out just as he designed. The fact of the resurrection changes how we view everything. In Jesus' resurrected life, we have hope. Early explorers of Antarctica faced numerous challenges, but one of the most dangerous was that the land is constantly covered by snow. The early explorers had no way of knowing whether they were walking on solid ground covered by snow, or if they were walking over a 50-foot crevice that was covered by a snow bridge that was about to collapse. Later explorers developed methods to test the snow before they stepped on it. It was kind of important to know. Too often in life, we move forward simply hoping that the ground will hold us, that our life will not collapse out from under us. That's a devastating way to live. When we place our hope in Christ, we can know that whatever happens, our foundation in Him is secure. We can live in his promise. We can move forward in faith with complete assurance that our life is secure in him. You can live life in hope. And now, you're 5 minutes closer. My prayer is that these 5 minutes have challenged you, inspired you, and caused you to consider applying God's message for your life from His Word. To find out more, visit our website at 5minutescloser.com. Join me next time to see if we can get you 5 minutes closer.